5, 4, 3.
It's episode 259, and we've got plugins for detecting virus activity, advanced login limits, menu duplication, and plugins for WooCommerce and BuddyPress. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We'll be happy to hide out there on the globe today. Running today for the zombie apocalypse, I'm John Overall from WordPress.
And from the overcast shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, I'm truly running in the zombie apocalypse now. I started adding a nice, fun feature to my run called Zombie Run, which helps you train or prepare for the zombie apocalypse. So,
can any listeners run along with you in this app? Or
I don't know. I don't know if you can. You can run with your buddies, but I think you're still running in separate. Segments, because the app seems to be tailored just for one person. I mean, they've done a really good job of tailoring the information as if they're talking to you, mm-hmm. and you are the sole runner in the app. So I don't think it's got team in it yet. I don't know. I've just begun to explore this, so it's going to be lots of fun. It makes running fun again.
Interesting.
Versus all that training from the marathon stuff I was doing. So anyway, we've got the usual great show for you here today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com, and if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us reviews.
Yeah, those reviews really do help out, John. They help us to maintain our rankings within the iTunes store, so any help there would be greatly appreciated. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ.
And, of course, a little self-promotion. Now with 25% of the websites on the internet running on WordPress, it has become the largest target for hackers and scammers. And, well, it's going to happen to you sooner or later. You will get hacked. It happens to the best of us. Even happened to some of my sites from time to time. So when that happens to you, feel free. Pick up the phone. Give me a call, 818-850-7729, and I can fast and efficiently get you back up and online and save your precious data.
Yes, that's very important. And here's something else. The membership coach program, I got delayed 1 week, John. It's going to be ready, I would say, end of this week with the membership fundamentals course. It's interesting how I wrote curriculum, and I wrote, about 20,000 words of copy for the membership coach fundamentals program. And then I'm starting to put all the slides together that I need, John. And so I just copy and pasted, slide, you know, like in brackets within my content. And then I went in and said, how many times have I put slide in this document? And it was 600. So I'm a couple hundred shy of being done with that one. But it's going to be a great program. It's really probably one of the most comprehensive things I've created in terms of any kind of online learning or anything like that. So sign up for the pre-launch over at membershipcoach.com. I got a lot of cool stuff coming on that you're not going to want to miss.
All right. And, of course, this week here, we would like to thank our donors to the show who came in at $50 or less. We've got none over $50. So remember, if you'd like to get yourself mentioned here at this point of the show, donate $50 or more, and we will acknowledge you here along with links to your website and more. And, of course, if you're looking for something to sponsor, feel free to contact us for advertising.
I think maybe they should send us a $50 donation and name their new website that they've launched for some good website karma. What do you think?
Sounds good. We can do that.
We'll see if that happens.
New website karma.
Yeah.
We'll even come up with a jingle.
Maybe.
All right, and we've got a little bit of interesting article for you this week, and this is one to help you out if you've been hacked. It's an article from WPMU Dev, their website. They put up a lot of great stuff, and it's a website that walks you through a lot of great troubleshooting tips and information to fix a WordPress website that has been hacked. So there's a link in the show notes to it. Take a look at it. It's a great article that discusses all kinds of ways to help clean up and fix your issues.
Yeah, WPMU is a great resource. And even if you're not running a multi-site, that's still a great place to find different WordPress information.
Oh, and a lot of their plugins are great on regular sites too. I use a lot of their plugins on standalone.
Other than that, client work for me this week, John, was very interesting. I converted over a site from an e-commerce platform called PrestaShop into WooCommerce. And PrestaShop is kind of an open source cart system that's, it's okay. I mean, it's not that bad, but it was a little bit of a pain to get everything in. This is where premium plugins come into play, because I found a premium plugin that actually was for £100, which I think was $120, something like that, whatever their exchange rate is. And it literally took the from the site that I was migrating, it took the credentials, it took the database credentials and the user credentials, and then it went right into WooCommerce, imported all the products, all the previous orders, all the customers, all of it. I've never seen one migration plugin do so much. But I didn't really review it for the show because I don't know one other person on this planet that uses PrestaShop besides this particular client.
There's still a few.
But it was cool. So it's nice to see that there is technology out there that can help get the job done. Frankly, I was scared to death to have to go in and learn some platform that I'd be using all of 10 minutes and never use again. And I'm glad I didn't have to do that.
Excellent. Okay, well, that looks like all we've got. So,
let's roll.
Dump into the meat and potatoes time, eh? Alrighty then, the first plugin I've got this week is called Cambio Search. And initially, I was kind of excited about it when I was first looking at it and setting it up. But unfortunately, it sort of disappointed me in the end. It is a freemium plugin. At the moment, they are in beta, and that might be the bit of the disappointment with it. And so while they're in beta, it's all free. But once they come out of beta, they're going to have 2 to 3 tiers, going from €10 to they don't have a cost on their high end yet. So anyway, it's a very nice plugin. It sets up very well and does an okay job of improving your search results. It's supposed to be more thorough in the search results by indexing your pages and searching properly through all the pages in your WordPress site. And it took a while for it to index the site. I set it up on the WP plugin site because I wanted to try and improve there. And once it got up, initially I was getting some decent results, but by the time it finished indexing, somehow it flipped to an error that caused the front page to lock to the search page, no matter what browser or computer I went on. It was really kind of bizarre. And then it didn't start returning very good results. So I had to pull it off. But it looked like it does have promise. Who knows? It may actually work out in the end once they figure out their bugs. But you can check it out. It's downloadable from their website. Doesn't seem to be in the repository at the moment. It's at cambio.com. And I gave it a 3 dragon rating. Check it out.
Interesting. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was really hoping for more, but I'll come back to that one after they get out.
Okay. Well, this next plugin is actually something that's kind of a lazy plugin, no-brainer plugin, whatever you want to call it. What it does is it puts a little section of functionality within the tools section of your WordPress dashboard. It's called Menu Duplicator. And what it allows you to do is just duplicate any WordPress menu, and you just duplicate it to another name, and now you've got a second menu. So that's all it really does, is it just duplicates the menu. I was doing a couple of different menus based on access level, and I wanted to change it around just a little bit. And rather than making individual little items, okay, you can view this, you can view this, you can't view this, you can view this, I said, forget that. I just want to make one menu that's my member menu and one that's my regular viewer menu. And if you're logged in, you get to see this menu. If you're not logged in, you get to see this other menu. And this allowed me to exactly duplicate my old menu into a second menu, in which I hacked that up and made that a cool member menu. So hope that's understandable. It really, all it does is just copy the menu over, but it works very, very well and saves you a ton of time. It's called Menu Duplicator, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I've actually wanted something like that for a while, because there's many times where I got to use the same menu twice or create a members menu that's only going to have a few things different from the regular menu.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that you were in sync with probably 50 to 100 different listeners that, as I mentioned, what it did went, yeah. Oh my God, finally.
Oh my God. Yes, that's exactly.
So there you go, people. A little something to go for in terms of duplicating your menus. It is called Menu Duplicator.
All right. The next plugin I've got here is called Virus Activity. And when I first read it, I thought it was going to be talking about the viruses and malware that hit websites. But not so much. It's a plugin that shows a widget onto your website, and it lists up to 10 of the biggest threats on an internet. And it updates the list on a daily basis from the master virus list. I forget the name of the website that lists them out. And it includes links to the articles that discuss the issues. Now, what I discovered when I installed it and was testing it is that the top 10 viruses, 8 of them seem to be ones that infect computers. And so what it does is it tells you how you can go in. When you click the article, it shows you how you can go in and remove the viruses from your computers, or how to prevent your computer from being infected, more or less. It only had a couple of minor ones there about what impacts websites. So this is not so much a great tool for web developers, but if you work in the computer industry and you promote a business that people come to you for computer repairs, this is a perfect one to put on your website so your visitors can see what the prominent viruses that are impacting computers out there. Pretty nice plugin. It works well, sets up easy. I had to give it a 4 Dragon rating. It's called Virus Act.
Okay, John, I've been doing a lot of WooCommerce stuff lately, and you know, it just seems like ever since Automattic acquired them, they just kind of had an onslaught of new add-ins and functionalities. And I was playing around with a theme that wasn't necessarily WooCommerce enabled out of the gate, and I started playing around with the location of the cart, the actual indication of the cart and how many items are in the cart. And I found this plugin. It's called WooCommerce Cart Count Shortcode. So we're all typically used to seeing the cart up in the upper right corner, right? Little shopping basket with a number in it as far as how many items are in there. Well, what if you could put that anywhere you wanted? What if you could put it in the widget area?
That can be useful.
What if you could put it where your posts are?
There's another useful spot for it.
Well, this plugin allows you to do it. It's called WooCommerce Cart Count Shortcode. And essentially what it does is enable you to put that shortcode anywhere you want, and it will generate a link right back into the WooCommerce cart. So I thought it was pretty cool. Lazy kind of a shortcode plugin. WooCommerce Cart Code Shortcode.
Very nice. Okay. The final one I've got here is one that helps solve a problem for many people running membership sites. And this might be something you might even consider looking at, Marcus.
Mm.
You know, one of the biggest problems with membership sites is people will buy a membership, and, well, not a big problem, but it is a bit of a problem. one person will buy a membership, and then they'll hand out their credentials for all their friends and buddies and everybody else to log in. And they could all end up being logged in at the same time, accessing the information at the same time. Well, what this plugin does, this prevents that from happening. It sets it up so that you can limit the number of concurrent logins per user. In other words, you can say, hey, a user can only log in once per user, no matter where they're logging from. And if they log in from another computer, it logs them out of a previous session. So you can't have two or three people using the same credentials to log in at the same time. And that's what this plugin does for you. And it allows you to set the number at anything you want, from one to however many you want to allow. Very useful. I did give it a test. It does work. And what happens if you try to log in from a different session or another browser? It pops up and says, I'm sorry, only one concurrent login is allowed with this username. And then it logs out the other one to log you in. So pretty nice plugin. It seems to work fairly well. It's called Advanced Concurrent Login Limit, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, finally, I want to talk about something that's it's an okay thing. I'm incorporating BuddyPress into something, infused into some forum software with kind of some, well, it's complicated. But I wanted the ability to, much like Facebook, where you hover over somebody's avatar, it would provide some information. And this plugin does that somewhat. It's called BuddyPress Avatar Hover, and it lets you add a pop box whenever hovering over a group or a member and above their avatar. And it gives you a little bit more information at a glance. Now, I thought it was neat the way that it did it, but the output of the actual information was very hard to format. In fact, I gave up on it. So it's nice, and if you know a lot more CSS than me, which is not hard to do, I'm sure you could figure this one out. But in the meantime, I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I have yet to really get digging into BuddyPress. So that's all we got. This week I covered up the Cambio search, which I gave a 3-2, virus activity, which I gave a 4-2, and advanced concurrent login limit, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about menu duplicator, which I gave a 4 out of 5, WooCommerce cart count short code, say that 3 times fast, gave that one a 4 out of 5, and BuddyPress avatar hover, gave that one a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, time for a little bit of a commercial here. This is actually a bit of promotions for my beautiful wife, Sky. She started writing again and is putting some fantastic short stories out on her blog site. And you can check out her short stories at runnersky.ca. There are some pretty great short stories there, and she's putting out about one per week now. So go check them out. They're lots of fun to read. They're interesting. Pass them around. Share them with your friends. And I'll leave a comment for her. Let her know what you think of her writings. We'd greatly appreciate that for you.
Excellent. And I'm just going to leave off with go to membershipcoach.com, sign up for the program. And boy, for a cheap price, you're going to get not only access to me in terms of calls and training and all the rest of it, but you're going to get my advice and membership advice and what you should do and what directions you should take things in. And that's pretty invaluable. So check it out at membershipcoach.com.
Oh, and I did want to clarify, my wife's domain name is runner, runnersky.ca.
Great. There is a link in the show notes as well.
There is a link in the show notes, but I just realized that when people think of Sky, they don't often put the E at the end. All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget you can find us at iTunes, and we'd greatly appreciate you taking the time to leave a review there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or visit their website and give us a review.
All right, and none?
How do they get hold of us? They can get hold of me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which is shifting to the other one, which is membershipcoach.com. Also find me on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow our show here on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We'll be out there on the globe today.